everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is alive and well, blessing us, helping us to go forward. His love is very strong, and His wisdom is very strong as well. I thank God for all of the wonderful things He's doing. And I thank God that He is foundational. He deals with the foundation first. Many people have misunderstood the fact that God takes time and build things on a great, strong foundation that can never be moved. So, like we said in the last broadcast, always remember that He's foundation. And you judge the size of a ministry by the foundation the Lord is laying. And then when people spring up fast, everything in the Word of God that springs up fast dies fast. You know, the plant that shaded Jonah, it sprung up fast. It sprung up in one day and died in one night. You know, it died the next day. It shaded him for a while. But a worm ate it and it died. In the parable of the sower, the seed that was sown among stones, it didn't last long. The plant grew up quick. The plant grew quickly and died when under a challenge, it failed. And our salvation is very durable. The Lord blessed us to be very rugged type people. And a ministry that, or anything that God has to do with, He builds it right. So the time that He takes and spend with you and counsel you and bless you and prepare you, if you can be patient and go forward and endure the pressure of life. See, even the pressure that's against us, the problems of this life, when we go through it faithfully, our faith will cause us to bulldoze through the problems of this world, expose the lies of the devil for what they are, overcome while the enemy's doing his worst, and then we overcome him. We learn greater things as we watch God help us heal throughout the whole process. While we're believing God for healing, we're still at war. And the enemy's shooting his fiery darts. And we shield him with our faith, and we believe God and take him at his word and stand anyway. So when we defeat Satan, sometimes we defeat him against all odds. He can seem to have a greater advantage. And then we win. In Psalm 23, David said, "In the valley of the shadow of death, thou art with me." Now, if you think about it for a moment, in the valley of the shadow of death, you're in a valley, and if there's a shadow, there's a light cast, and you can be seen when your enemy can't be seen. You look exposed. They have the high ground. You're in the valley of the shadow of death. They can see you. You can't see them. But God is with you, giving you the advantage against the evil of this world. No matter what the world do, no matter what they say, no matter how they slander, they got one problem. It's not true. They have no God-given victory. We've been given the Word of God, and as we take our place, we stand. As we operate according to the Word of God, we destroy the works of darkness. And while it looks like we cannot win, that's why it's so important for us to take what is ours, learn to live and walk in victory, Learn to destroy every form of defeat. And it's easily done if you can drive the Canaanites out of your heart. If you can drive everything that's not of God away from your heart. And fill your heart with the Word of God. And it will have greater pressure than the world does. And you will be able to stand when others fold. You will be able to go forward when others quit. You will be able to take the high ground. Whether they're on the high ground or not, you still have the advantage because God is with you. And the Holy Spirit is there, and He will manifest Himself in all of the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, even at one time if He needs to. He has fail-safes. The gift of faith is a fail-safe. And the way it works is when you're believing under pressure in an emergency, and it didn't really have to be an emergency, but if it was an emergency, and you're doing what you can do, you're believing God with all that you have, then the Lord will give you the faith as long as your faith is on. Your faith is on. He gives you enough faith to win. And I give you an example. When I was I had a motorcycle accident in 2001 on the freeway. I'm sliding down the road on the pavement, and I said, Jesus. And then I said it again, Jesus, and I wanted Him to help me. I didn't have time to give a long religious prayer. I said, Jesus. The second time I said it, I knew that I was going to live, and I knew I would be all right and not be broken up and have issues, not have continual medical problems. I knew that while I was sliding on the ground. And once I stopped sliding, a car almost ran over me. I was thrown from in front of the car. I could see the tire and the headlight. And the man that accidentally hit me, he saw the whole thing. He had spun out of control ahead of me. And his car was facing me in the median. And then he saw all that happen. He thought the car ran over me. And then I stood up. And he was greatly relieved. Now, I asked my pastor about that. I said, the gift of faith. I told him what happened. I said, could that qualify as the gift of faith? He said it was, because you did no work. You believed that you did what you could do, and then the Lord spoke to you a word of knowledge, showing that you that you would live, and you did no work. And he blessed you beyond your ability to believe. That's what the gift of faith does. As you grow in the Lord, you may need the gift of faith now to survive. But you're going to keep growing, and you may grow past the point where you need it. You may grow past the point. You may grow beyond where you were the last time you needed that gift of faith. And the next time, you may have the faith and not need the gift of faith in the same situation. But if ever you're in trouble, the Lord is able to grant you the gift of faith. The Lord has fail-safes. If you're tempted beyond your strength, the Lord will give you a way of escape so that you can bear it. And don't worry about how He does it. He will set it up before it happens. If you're so weak that you will fall, and the enemy sets you up to fall, the Lord will make us a way of escape so that you can still win. The Lord has fail-safes. Also, the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Lord He can cause you to pray in tongues, and your spirit man will be praying, and the Lord will have you praying against the future problem that you have no idea about. So it behooves us to pray in the Holy Spirit often. Study the Word often. And we're putting word in our heart, just like you charge a battery. You're putting God's word there, and it will strengthen you when the warfare gets edgy. When things start going wrong, and before it starts going wrong, the Lord can prepare you. These are not things that you can plan on your own, but the Holy Spirit will help you. And if you're not aware of the times, and you're not praying for yourself regularly, you're going about your daily business, doing what's right, but not really building yourself up. In a situation, and we all get in situations like that sometimes in the course of our lives, somebody else can pray in the Holy Spirit or intercede for you. The Lord may show them the problem and have them pray for it. Or the Lord may have them to pray in the Holy Spirit while you're having your problem, and he'll cause them to pray the things you need in faith, and then he can do something about your problem. Because somebody's got to believe God in order to do a miracle. He just don't go around doing miracles. He does it the right way. He does it according to the way that he set it up. A man has to believe him, and then he will do something. Then he can protect his people. Then he can give us knowledge. Then he can do the things necessary. And I thank God for it. God knows what he's doing. So when people are praying, God honors their faith. He honors their prayers. And all of our prayers avail much. So in life, never despise the foundation work of God. And it has to be done. There's no way to get around it. If you don't build on a foundation, it's not going to be finished. You got to build a foundation before you go any further. And sometimes men rush their ministries. They rush into things. And that part of that ministry is going to be, they're going to have weak spots. And that's where that ministry will have collapses. You don't have to go through any form of a collapse if you'll follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And you have to study his word so that his voice will be louder than the world, louder than your will, louder than your desires, louder than your persuasions. And with that, louder than your persuasions of the enemy, and also louder than your persuasions of other men and women. This is the way you go forward. And in doing so, your ministry will have the foundation it needs, and you will never fall. And I got scripture for it. 2 Peter chapter 1. Verse 10. If you study that whole chapter in 2 Peter, it shows you how to never fall and always abound. See, abounding is better than falling. You don't have to fall. You can always ever abound in the Lord. God loves us. And his love is foundational. God will never stop being foundational. And if you're in a hurry, ask yourself, why am I in a hurry? What am I in a hurry to do? See, love wants to do something. And it's hard, it can be hard to appreciate the foundation. Unless you run into a problem and you don't know what to do. When I became a mechanic, I listened to my teachers that taught me all the way cars were built, how to take care of them. I wanted to understand fully what each piece did and why. And they had cooling systems and oil circuits to protect the parts from friction and heat. And I had to learn each system, and each system works together to do one thing: keep that engine alive and working. So, and I worked at a grocery store. I didn't have to, it wasn't a strenuously mental job to have. All I had to do was unload the truck, sack groceries, and every morning we'd sweep and mop the whole floor. And we'd pick up paper, make the place look good. Then we'd sweep the sidewalk. We did all these. It was menial labor, but it was honest labor. And you didn't have to think. So while I was sweeping the floor, for instance, I would think about what I learned in the class. And I would go over each part and rehearse it so that I could understand it well. And I would rehearse by thought what the teacher was telling me until I got it. You can learn something enough to pass a test, or you can learn something until you fully understand it. And when you fully understand it, you got it. It's a part of your memory. It gets in your heart. It becomes an understanding that you'll always have with you, and that's called an education. So those were the foundational years. And I wanted to get in the work field. I wanted to go on and be a mechanic. I couldn't wait to do it. I love working on cars. And I wanted to work at a dealership and start making money, buying a house. I wanted to hurry up and do it. But I couldn't rush. I had to take my time. And I became a Christian around that time. So I would also consider God's word. I would spend a portion of my time every day thinking about what I learned in tech school, and the other portion of time I would think about the things that Jesus taught and meditate on the word. I'd meditate on my education. This is foundational. And then out in the work field, even the things that I didn't normally work on, it will come back. It was in my bank. Your memory is your bank. And I would go and get it out and remember it and use it. See, foundation's good. You don't stumble and fall. A lot of times that many mechanics have made mistakes. I didn't make those mistakes because I was trained. And in order to fully be trained, you have to be willing to learn. So our God is foundational. Now, in all honesty, there are some things I feel like I've mastered. Some things I don't have a problem doing. One of them is following God. I learned to obey Him. And the only way you can speed things along is to quickly obey and cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Now, we get to live forever, so why rush? But in order to move things along, I cooperate. I don't wrestle with God. I don't argue. I don't try to act like He didn't tell me something that's hard. I ask Him more questions. It's always, "Yes, Lord." Now, the Lord always gave us a blank check. He gave us a signed blank check. He said, "If you abide in Me, My words abide in you, you can ask what you will, and it will be done to you." See, we're not like ducks in a barrel that the enemy can shoot at his will. We are, if anything, we're like the ducks with the gun. While he's trying to hunt us, we're hunting him. We shoot back. We speak the word of God and stop his whole operations at our will. Next time you feel insecure and vulnerable, read Luke chapter 10, then read Matthew chapter 18, all of it, then read Matthew chapter 20, and then read There are different books in Acts. Acts chapter 16. You'll see God's people winning no matter what happened. You can read about Paul as he was on his way to Melita. That journey, he went out of the frying pan into the fire many times. And he always won. Because he always heeded the counsel of the Holy Spirit. He warned the men not to go in the first place. But they went. And he said, no man's life will be lost, but except for the ship and the load that it carries. That'll be lost. And it happened. And then he had victory on the island of Melita. A man got healed. A viper bit him. He shook it in the fire and kept doing God's business. Never got hurt. And then people got saved. He started a revival and went on the run. Started another. No matter what happened to him, he always won. And the devil always lost. So we do the same thing. And because God is, we serve a foundation of God, if we follow him, we'll build in a foundational way. And the parts of our ministry that's built on the foundation of God, the places where we build with him, we don't scatter. And that part of our ministry will be stable. With that, that's the core. That's the living part of our ministry. And the areas where we do it in our own strength, those are weak spots and cracks. Those are collapse points. That part of the ministry is dying, and it will die and collapse. And then there are the things that's neither here nor there. You know, some things are not going to make or break us. That's the fluff. It's not going to give you an advantage, and it's not going to give you a disadvantage. But see, with God, the things that cause problem can be purged out. If you're bearing fruit, he will purge you out of the things that's hindering you, and you will bear more fruit. Let me put it this way. You learn to be foundational, and you're patient with the move of God, and you do exactly what the Lord say do. And you're bearing fruit. Now he's going to purge you with your help. He'll show you things that's not to your advantage, and some things that must change. And you're going to use your faith and change it. You're going to learn to win in a greater way. You're going to measure God's word in a greater way. And you're going to have much greater success. Now, when that happens, he has purged you. You allowed him to do a greater work in you. You took the responsibility to make the changes, and you're going to have better instead of worse. And in order to do that, it may take longer, but it will last when others fold. Now, everybody who builds in their own strength, all the collapse points will collapse. They can't stop it. Faith can't stop it. Nobody can stop it because they didn't build correctly. Even if you put people in a position that God didn't qualify, you're going to have problems in those positions. And you're going to have collapse points, and it's not going to do what it could do in the first, as if it was done according to the guidance of the Holy Ghost. But if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. You'll have strong points, and how about no weak points, no collapse points. Everything will be right. Everything will be strengthened and strong and better and more courageous. So why not do it God's way? Because the Lord knows what he's doing. And everywhere you do it his way, you're going to see what the old preacher's been talking about. And you'll have greater foundation, stronger strength. You'll grow in the Lord. And the people who come after you will do what you do. See, others see the way we operate. And in everybody's life, there are strong points and weak points. Only the Holy Spirit can prepare you to destroy or to develop in the areas that are weak and destroy things that the enemy will futurely use against you. Now, a lot of times this kind of teaching is not the most popular teaching, because people gravitate to what will help them look good fast or what will solve their problem now. But God, He takes a greater step at a better pace, which will actually end up having you run your race faster. I'll give you an example. There was a movie called Hidalgo. It was about a horse. And they were in a camel race in the desert. And this was an Arabian horse. I believe he was an Arabian. And his rider, when they began the race, the horse won't try to out-trot the other horses and camels. But he slowed him down. He said, not now. His rider slowed him down. Not now. Wait. Just pace yourself. The rider knew that it wasn't much water out there, and if you exhaust yourself, you'll need more water. This race must be won with wisdom, not speed. Eventually, he will have his chance to speed. But right now is not the time. And the rider understood this. He knew how to win that race. The horse didn't know how to win the race. And he slowed his horse down. And they tried it. And they managed the water they had. And they did it properly. Now, long story short, he was able to win the race. You have to watch the movie. I hate to spoil a movie for people, but this is a good example. The Lord will show you what to do and to take all the necessary steps and measures so you won't have weak points in your end result. And you will be able to do what's right and have strong victory. Now, we bear fruit after our kind. The way it works from the world, the Lord knew this a long time ago. But when you're raised in darkness, everything looks good. People don't question the good from the bad from the good. They don't question anything. Whatever the major league process is, or whatever the manner of thinking is, it's accepted in society. People that, some parents are strong disciplinarians, and if that's the culture in an area, everybody's expected to be strong disciplinarians. But they don't question whether it's good or bad, weak or poor. Now, the Holy Spirit can show you greater ways of having wisdom. My mother was a strong disciplinarian. But she also loved me and maintained the love she had for me. She will whoop your behind, and then she'll explain to you why you must not do such a thing. And sometimes she would, in the Holy Ghost moment, she would just tell me things, and there would be no whooping needed. But if I was defiant, she'd light me up, and then she'd explain why things had to be a certain way. And I appreciated it. I loved her for it. And I knew she was right every time it happened. Now, the Lord, He does things in a greater way. We're learning how heaven operates. One of the prayers of Jesus is, the model prayer is, pray that it be on hell as it is in heaven, so on earth. It's God's will. But people automatically think that whatever we do is okay. until they see greater light. And this part is very important. In the next broadcast, we're going to deal with this even more so. Samuel was a great prophet. He never took anybody's horse, cattle, their ass, their donkeys. He didn't bribe nobody. He didn't take bribes. He didn't owe anybody any money. And he didn't do anybody wrong. And there was no witnesses against him. He was a true prophet. But his sons were part of the reason the people wanted a king. Because his sons were not like him. And he was raised by the prophet Eli. And Eli's sons were roguish. Oh, we're out of time. We'll pick up here next time.